Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great day to you. We're overlooking Diamond Head, Hawaii's South Shore, at least I am. And this is the Golf Club Studios Saturday. We are in November already. You know, we're still playing golf. This doesn't make any sense to me. When does it end? Is it ever ending? In the clubhouse, Bill Fields, the senior editor, Golf World Magazine. Bob Bubka, voice of golf. He's got the grill room. We'll talk to him in a bit. And Rex Hoggard, the senior writer for Golf Channel. And I believe I just mispronounced his name. We'll get that straight, Danielle. First, the sponsors who make the golf club possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. Alakai Mechanical. Poipuve Golf Course, play in a slice of heaven on Kauai. Bring your family, friends, spend quality time at Poipuve Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Checking our headlines at the Mizuno Classic, Momoko Ueda shot a 64. She holds a three-stroke lead over Sakura Yokomine, shot a 63. Shunsun Feng, she's tied for third going into the final round, and if she wins, she would be the first woman from China to win on the LPGA Tour. Mina Harigai is tied for third and the top U.S. player in the field right now. In Shenzhen at the WGC HSBC, Frederick Jacobson holds a two-stroke lead over Louis Oosthuizen and Adam Scott, and Rory McIlroy is T4 with Lee Westwood. A good-looking leaderboard, but unfortunately it's at 10:30 at night, and I'm not into watching the day after when it's replayed, which you can, of course, so I hope I didn't spoil things for you. In San Francisco, it's the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. David Frost tied for the lead with Michael Allen and Fred Couples. Three are T4. Mark Calcavecchia, Jadon Blake, Bernhard Langer, and Kenny Perry. And Tom Lehman, he's T11. So, let's get right to it. The man who is there at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, Bill Fields, Golf World Senior Editor. Welcome to the show, and so glad to meet you.
Thank you, Danielle, for having me. Yes, it's a cool and overcast day out here in San Francisco today, but a nice leaderboard here, and should be a good weekend. Some forecast for rain tomorrow, so hopefully that won't be a day-long thing, but certainly cloudy and cool this morning.
Excellent. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. It didn't turn out to be a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was nice, sunny and cool. Thursday was rainy, mostly in the afternoon and windy, but yeah, today I think we'll be okay, but tomorrow could be a little dicey.
How's Harding Park holding up with the rain? In years past, there's been some mud bogs.
Yeah, a couple of guys said something about getting a couple of mud bogs yesterday, but certainly the fairways are in much better condition than they were a year ago when they had to play lift clean in place because of the thin grass and the mud. Much better condition. Of course, it's playing tough. I mean, only, 4-unders leading and really 16 guys within 5 shots, so a lot of people could still win this thing.
Yeah, it's a great leaderboard. And, of course, let's see, what would be the best final? Would it possibly be, Fred Couples and Jay Haas?
Well, Couples is, he's had a nice late part of the year after returning after getting his back treatment. He's won 2 tournaments and he's tied for the lead here. Tom Lehman, of course, leads the Schwab Cup points race. He's currently 4 shots back. He's in the mix. Calcavecchia needs to win. Needs to win or runner up at worst to overtake him in that competition. So there's a lot of scenarios. Couples obviously a big fan favorite and he's playing well. Haas tweaked his back yesterday. It'll be interesting to see how he's feeling today, because he really was in some pain the last 6-7 holes yesterday.
Oh, man. Speaking of, can I backtrack on the back issue with Couples? Has he told anybody about the procedure that he went through in Germany?
Yeah, he talked about it during the Constellation Energy Senior Players Championship in August when he returned and won. And it was called Orthokine Therapy. It's done by a doctor in Germany, Dusseldorf, Germany, I believe. And what I gather, they take your own blood out, do something to it, and put it back in, the injections in the affected joints. In his case, it's the lower back. Mm-hmm. He's had it. Vijay Singh has had it done. I think Kobe Bryant has had it done before. Couples was saying this week that there's now a doctor in the United States out west somewhere here who has got it approved to do it in the knee, but apparently this fellow in Germany is the only one that does this therapy in the back. And Couples swears by it. He says he's probably going to go back for another treatment before the end of the year.
I'm not surprised. I thought it would be a temporary fix, that, you know, it would work for a couple of weeks and then the old pain would come back. But it seems the way his game is, it's working terrific. I know a lot of people like it.
I think it's temporary, but it may last more than a couple of weeks, maybe a matter of months. Again, I'm far from an expert in the mm-hmm. in the treatment, but certainly he's doing a lot better than he was 4 or 5 months ago when he was, you know, even having trouble sleeping. Really, his back was as bad as it's been in, you know, 2 decades of dealing with it.
If Tom Lehman becomes player of the year, tell us again what the situation has to be for him to win the player of the
year. Well, if he wins, he obviously wins the tournament. He wins the Schwab Cup. If he finishes, you know, second, even if Cap wins, I think, you know, he still wins. You know, his destiny is in his hands if he plays really well. There's a lot of scenarios that you know, a couple other guys could, count mainly, could overtake him. But he would need at least a runner-up finish, I believe, unless Lehman were to finish near the very bottom of the 30-man field. You know, if Lehman were to be player of the year, he'd be the first player to win player of the year on the Nationwide Tour, which was the Hogan Tour when he was out there, the PGA Tour, and the Champions Tour. So, you know, kind of a nice little distinction, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Certainly. It's a very nice distinction. I'm curious also about, I'm going to go back to Fred Couples, because of the President's Cup, and I saw your local knowledge write up in golfdigest.com on Steve Stricker, and he says he'll be playing in the President's Cup. Speaking of ailments, of course, he's recovering from the neck, herniated neck, I think it was, that something went wrong in his neck. He was not getting any feeling in his arm. What did he say he's going to play?
Couples said that, this was from Couples who talked to Stricker a few days ago, that Stricker told him that he was feeling better and, you know, was planning on playing. Like, you know, something could always happen, but Couples said he was heading to Arizona to practice, and, you know, as of this late this week, he expects him to play.
I thought it was funny when Couples, you know, Couples said that Stricker said, I know this is all hearsay, and you're very uncomfortable as a journalist just going by hearsay, but when Couples said, Stricker said, I'll play unless my arm falls off. You know, I'm going there. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yeah.
I think sure. I think you know, we have to. You know, if he's just in pain and is sort of toughing it out, I think he'll give it a go unless he feels like he just would be a hindrance to the team and wouldn't be able to contribute. But you know, I think he'll do what he can to play. And if he can't play, then Couples would call on Keegan Bradley, who many people, you know, we're upset that he didn't get one of the captain's picks anyway. So, you know, there's a slim chance, I guess, that Keegan Bradley could still play in the President's Cup.
Why doesn't Keegan Bradley go down to Australia? And something could happen to Stricker while he's there.
Yeah. I don't know the logistics or the politics of it. No, I just don't know.
Okay. But Couples did also talk about not picking Keegan Bradley. What did he say about that?
Couples strongly defend his picks of Tiger Woods and Bill Haas. He says Woods has been the, you know, best player in the game for a dozen years or so, and which he has, except for the last year or two. And you know, personally, I don't have a problem with him picking Woods. If Woods had not done anything over the last 2 years, you know, if he'd only finished T40 in every tournament, but you know, he's finished in the top five in 3 majors, I believe. I mean, you know, that's not maybe Tiger Woods all standard, but it's not, you know, he's not, you know, he wasn't a chopper in those events. So I sort of agree with Couples. I don't have a, you know, I do feel a little badly for Keegan Bradley, but on the other hand, I think the pick is very defensible.
Absolutely. They need the publicity, and Tiger Woods brings the publicity. That's the President's Cup. Can I ask you something about the UBS Cup? Remember the UBS Cup? Does anybody remember the UBS Cup?
Sure. The quasi-senior event between international sides.
Yeah, Arnold Palmer was leading the U.S. team, and Gary Player captained the rest of the world, and it was a fabulous chess match. I was watching on television. They were deciding who was going to play at what position. They did that on a daily basis, you know, how they were going to pair them up. It was great watching these two guys, just the decisions they were making, how they were going to throw the players at it was great. Now, why don't they play that anymore?
I don't know if it was a sponsorship thing, if the corporate sponsor that was behind that event bowed out, I guess. Because you obviously need that kind of support. I don't know how it did in terms of ratings, or I never attended personally. I don't know how it did in terms of spectators, but you're right. The way they do the pairings at the President's Cup, same way, where, you know, the captains match up, opponents as each picks, and it's different from the Ryder Cup. So the President's Cup does have that going for it. It's kind of interesting. It does make the captain, think on his feet a little bit.
Yeah. And that to me was, there was drama, and I enjoyed that drama, seeing how he was going to respond.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about Bill Fields, president of golf. But of course, first we have to tackle the Tiger Woods. Well, it's not really Tiger. It's what his former caddy has said, and the apologies and the explanations that have just amazing. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
We're talking with Bill Fields, the senior editor at Golf World. You write, you can go to golfdigest.com and look at all the articles he's writing about. This great event that's happening right now in the United States is the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in our time zone, pretty much. You'll be able to see it on television. And David Frost, Michael Allen, Fred Couples, share the lead. In T4 is Mark Calcavecchia, Jadon Blake, Bernard Langer, and Kenny Perry. Great leaderboard, great golf being played. And out of the blue, we have to have Steve Williams. They're celebrating a silly event. He's given a mock award for the celebration of the year. It's a Caddies Award dinner. About 200 people are together, okay? And Williams is being interviewed on stage in front of everybody, and he's asked why he gave that interview, where he said, this was the win of my lifetime. I've never felt so good in my life, blah, blah, blah. Okay. He goes on to say, my aim was to shove it right up that black and I can't go any further than that. In fact, I feel embarrassed to go that far. But what got me the most was the non-reaction for so long from the people there in the dinner. And this is all I don't only know this because I wasn't there. I only know this because other people are writing about it. And other people apparently called journalists from in the dinner or left the dinner and then called journalists. There was, somebody says, a scribe at the dinner who chose not to write about it. What is your takeaway from this, Bill Field?
Well, obviously, I'm just observing from reading about what happened. I'm not over there, but certainly, you know, unsavory comment to be sure. You have to just wonder, you know, what Steve Williams was thinking or wasn't thinking, because, you know, I'd like to think in this world as a journalist that there's still an off-the-record conversation. If I'm talking to someone one-on-one and they say, okay, this is off the record, it's off the record. But increasingly these days in settings like that, a dinner or what have you, it's hard to believe that Steve Williams, you know, would really, really assume that if he said something, you know, inflammatory, that it wouldn't get out. And indeed, it did get out, and unsavory comment. And you know, Steve Williams, you know, he really has a big sense of himself, I think. I just don't know what's going to happen to him from now. He's obviously still caddying for Adam Scott as of today or tomorrow out there in Shanghai, but clearly he stirred things up again, and not in a good way.
Certainly not. What Steve Williams then said a few hours, many hours later, he apologized for having said that it could have been maybe taken as a racial slur, really, Steve. And then we have Adam Scott, which completely blows my mind, because Adam is considered one of the nice guys. He's a swell guy. He says, well, you know, I think my caddy's comment was taken out of context.
It's hard to say how, you know, if he said what has been reported. You know, it's hard to take that out of context. Out of context only in the sense that, you know, it was said at a dinner setting and he didn't mean it for publication. But if he said it, it has a pretty nasty tone to it. And I don't think you can say that is out of context.
I think
that's where the problem is. It's like Steve Williams is not very smart to say something like that. I mean, even if it was a private setting, you would think the guy would, you know, be a little gracious. Tiger Woods afforded him a great living for a long time, and despite however their end as a partnership came, you think Steve Williams would just sort of move on, but he seems unwilling to do that.
Yeah, irreconcilable differences, truly. I mean, that's bantered about in divorce court all the time, but it really doesn't mean anything. In their case, and certainly on Steve Williams' side, it seems to mean an awful lot. Let's go to Tiger Woods. He was told about this. I don't know what his reaction was, but he knows about what, of course he does. He reads everything. He's very sensitive. And that leads me into, I know that sounds stupid, he's very sensitive, and he can be so brutish. Apparently, he's sensitive if people say things about him. But John Cook, stepping in Michael Jordan's place. Jordan can't be... I think it's hysterical that he's the assistant captain to begin with. But, I guess he instills a certain amount of something in the players. But John Cook has been chosen by Fred Couples to be his assistant captain, one of them. And he's going down to Australia. And I thought this was fascinating. The article that you wrote, Bill Field, Golf Week, golfdigest.com is where you can go find it. Golf World, senior editor. He wrote about this relation. He called him a compadre. Tiger Woods and John Cook are that close?
Well, John Cook spent a lot of time over the years at Otworth, where they both lived, hitting balls, practicing, playing together. You know, Cook clearly is he's still a believer in Tiger Woods, and as he said this week, and a supporter of him, and you know, he's going to try to do what he can to make Tiger Woods comfortable. That's just the way John Cook is, and that's the way he feels. And it's probably no surprise that the Couples selected Cook to fill in when Jordan can't do it. Woods had Cook as a longtime friend down there in O'Meara, Mark O'Meara, of course. And Cook, Cook said, some people don't believe in Woods anymore, but he does. And, you know, we'll see how he plays in the President's Cup.
Yeah, and I thought it was great. I like Steve. To me, a person makes a huge, enormous mistake, whatever it happens to be. You make a huge, enormous mistake in life. And what you do after that, and we are so quick to criticize Tiger Woods without understanding how he was raised in a fishbowl with people that, and this is my opinion, me, Danielle Tucker, speaking here, I'm not including anybody else. He was raised as this little king, little prince, and he thought he could do no wrong, ever. And so he did, and he took what he wanted whenever he wanted, because that's what he was led to believe.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what, I will say, I don't know what kind of letters or whatever Tiger Woods has received since the scandal broke, but what I've seen publicly, I think, and as he's acknowledged at certain tournaments along the way, he's got a lot of support from golf fans. A lot of people have not abandoned him. And I think he is heartened, or he should be heartened by that, because, yeah, there are a couple of catcalls, couple of hecklers along the way in 2010, but nothing really of a note. And I was kind of surprised with that, because, you know, to a lot of people, Tiger Woods did in his private life was pretty deplorable. And Tiger Woods has been treated very well, I think.
Yeah, no. I don't disagree with you at all. It was deplorable, and he is lucky to have so many people still behind him. By the same token, if you work to fix yourself. And it's a long journey. It doesn't happen in 2 years. You don't fix yourself overnight, because if anybody's done anything in the 12-step program on any issue, whether it's eating or drinking, then you know that by the time you've figured out that maybe you got a problem, you know, years can go by. Some people never get there, so we'll see. All right, but I did think it was cute when he said, this was John Cook talking about Tiger Woods. Woods likes to show off for me. And he's shown him some amazing shots in that time. You know, I thought that was that was great.
Well, I think when it comes to the golf, I'm one of them. You know, at his best, no one's ever played better golf than Tiger Woods. He's had all the shots, and it's been fun to watch. And I think guys like Cook, you know, Cook, who've been down there and seen him playing a lot privately, you know, they've seen a lot of shots that we haven't even seen. So, yeah, I think that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And he told Woods, you know, in your article, it's written, Bill Fields, Golf World senior editor, that, you know, he said, if you just relax this a little bit, do what you just showed me. Go out and do that. You can sit here. Yeah, go do that. Yeah, just relax a little bit. I got to talk to you about your art. Was this back in 2008 when you decided you were going to become the president of golf?
Yeah, that was just a little fun column, yeah.
Great. It's a great, great column. I just really enjoyed going through this. One of the things, of course, is getting this pro game moving a little quicker. I'd like to take another break and get our contest going. Do you mind staying with us a few more minutes?
Sure.
Thanks. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment, licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're taking our first qualifier for the trip to San Francisco. Yes, now you call. You call 808-296-5467. You will qualify for the drawing. One person is going to win a trip for two to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines. You will stay four nights at the Galleria Park Hotel, and you will play at the Harding Park Golf Course. Yes, exactly, where the Charles Schwab Championship is underway right now. Okay, Bill Field, he's a photographer, takes gorgeous pictures, a history buff. He's the writer, senior editor, Golf World. And, back in, I guess it was 2008, yeah, March 14th, he wrote, golf has lots of commissioners, advisory boards, executive directors, and assorted other czar types calling the shots. What if it had a president, unencumbered by a pesky Congress or pushy pollsters who could really make things happen? I like that, Bill.
Yeah, it's kind of a fantasy world, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's fun. I mean, it's funny. It starts a silly season event in which pros tee it up with equipment circa 1975. Drivers that click, balls that cut, irons and heads you could mistake for a butter knife. That was great. I'd like to see them have to do that. But what I'd really like to see them do is speed up play, because it is so slow. What is your solution for that, President?
Well, you know, it can be. It seems like it's the sort of the thing that's been talked about for years and seemingly not a lot done about it. But, you know, there are things that are being done about it. The USGA now and, you know, and its amateur qualifiers, they have a time requirement that they're on checkpoints. And, you know, you have to make it through these checkpoints, you know, in an allotted time. And I was at an American Junior Golf Association event within the last couple of months, and they've got a pretty aggressive pace of play policy going on, too, where they have checkpoints. And, you know, it's made a little bit of a difference. They basically try to play in 4 hours and 20 minutes, and that's not racing around, but it's certainly not 5.5-6 hours that particularly, you know, I guess in the college game it really has a problem. But you know, it's, players go through go through elaborate pre-shot routines. There are some young players that are exceptions to that. Ricky Fowler, for one, McIlroy, they play quickly, and that's nice. So it's not everyone in the new generation is playing tediously slow. There are some quick players, and it's nice to see.
Yeah, I like disallowing the caddies from standing behind the players and assisting their alignment.
I'm not the only one that bothers. I've talked to some golf administrators about that, and they don't really know how they could, you know, they could outlaw it, but then, you know, it's sort of like, where does the caddies' role begin and end? They did outlaw it on the greens years ago. Andy Martinez, when he was caddying for Johnny Miller, he would stand up behind him on the greens when he was putting to help him with his alignment. I just find it it just doesn't look right. There's something about it, because I would like to think that, you know, lining up properly, that's part of the game, and it's not always easy to do, and a lot of bad shots happen because of bad alignment. But the players that have their caddy helping them in that way, they're getting an assist on that. And I know I'm not the only one that, you know, would sort of like to see that rule change.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's crazy. like you said, the golfers should be doing that. I like your bringing back the 150-yard pole or bush, getting rid of the range finders. That's something.
Yeah.
I've got a friend
that likes to play very quickly, and we had an acquaintance out in his club not long ago, and, you know, the fellow pulled out a rangefinder on the first fairway, you know, and, you know, I thought my friend was going to get a little agitated. It just, you know, I certainly, some people will swear that they actually speed up play, but they're just, for all the good that the sophistication of technology has perhaps brought in some ways to the game, there's certainly layers of complications that didn't used to be there. Golf, you know, was a walk in the woods or along the seashore, and these things seem to sort of box that up a little bit.
Yeah. At least, and from what I gather, you think Augusta National's botched up a bit with all those trees.
Well, again, I'm not the only one probably that feels that way. I think putting all those trees in, I think if they had to lengthen the course because of technology and how far people were hitting the ball, okay, lengthen the course a little bit, even though, you know, not totally for that either. But if you have to do that. But,
okay.
Yeah, a lot of the trees, it seems like, They just were too many and in the wrong places, and I think over the years we'll see some of those trees taken out.
Finally, I know you got to go. The shooing the young golfers out of the high-tech lesson studios, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, well, again, I think you're seeing some young players sort of go against that. Ricky Fowler's not a technical player. You know, there are players that aren't so mechanically inclined, and I think that's a good thing. There's certainly a lot to be said for instruction and the layers of instruction, but you know, you go to mental coaches like Thea Nielsen and Lynn Marriott, Division 54. You know, they're not totally into a lot of technique. It's how you use your mind and how you apply yourself, and you know, I think things are sort of coming back a little bit from that. Certainly you can learn things from looking at your swing on video, but there's a lot more to the game than that.
Excellent talking with you, Bill Fields, Golf World. I hope we'll talk again. I love your photography.
Well, I appreciate that, Danielle. It's been fun to sort of get back into that. I did it for a long time, and it's fun to do that again. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be back right after this. Thanks a lot, Bill Fields, Golf World. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We were talking a minute ago with Bill Fields, Golf World. Okay, he also brought up this issue here. Golf has a distinctive vocabulary that some TV announcers, including former major champions, don't know the difference between a chip and a pitch. Designing clubs and balls these days might be rocket science, but this isn't. So I thought, you know, we're not doing a lot of lessons today. So, I'm sorry, Greg. Greg is in the studio taking all the calls right now, and I'm like, okay. Jim Quinn, yes. Jim Quinn is our qualifier, our third qualifier so far. Our trip to San Francisco, the flyaway, we'll be drawing the winner out in December. Someone's going to win a trip for two on San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines. and they're going to get to stay at the Galleria Park Hotel. It's like two blocks off Union Square, and it's a gorgeous little place. And what a suite. You'll be in a suite in the Park Suite, all right? And one of the suites has a fireplace and a soaking marble tub. Oh, no, this is really nice. This is very nice. Okay, you'll also be playing at Harding Park. We have two rounds. One person is winning it, and they can bring a friend. I'm just so excited. I love giving this stuff away. Jim Quinn, Mililani. Yes, and yeah, last week we had somebody from Curtistown call in from the Big Island. And Curtistown is a little tiny place on the Big Island, and if they can get in, you can too. All right, then we're not doing a lot of lessons. We're waiting for Bob Bupka. Where is Bob Bupka? He's usually always on time and in a hurry to get off, and I purposely made 30 minutes available for Bob morning. So anyway, let's do this. All right. Pitch shots versus chip shots. We're learning a lesson today. A pitch shot is when you have a position on the golf course where your golf ball lies within a reasonable distance, about 20 to 50 yards, to the green. And the distance of your ball to the green is greater than the distance from the edge or the fringe of the green to the hole. Now, are you totally confused already? No, I know you're not. But that's the thing about, you know, there's always isn't, and it's like learning English. You know, the exceptions to the rule drive me nuts. Okay, we'll look first at the setup, the stance, the alignment, the ball position, and weight used for the shot. You should start with a similar position to the chip shot. Okay, the ball is off the back of your feet. Your weight is a little bit forward. Your hands are out in front of the ball, and the stance is open to the target at about 30-degree angle. The main difference between a chip shot and a pitch shot is motion of the club. While the chip shot has a short horizontal motion, the pitch shot requires the club to move back at a steeper angle. You'll also use your wrist in the pitch shot. The chip shot relies on the pendulum motion of your upper body. Yeah? Okay. Thank you, Todd Lawton, for this. The pitch shot swing is all with the arms, without a lot of shoulder or body turn. As you strike the ball, you want to drop the club under the ball. As you follow through, you want to maintain the position as much as possible without turning the club. You should also make sure that you accelerate through the swing. To control the distance, you should concentrate on how the ball reacts to the steep angles created during the swing. We know the swing speed, the speed that the club head hits the golf ball, controls the distance. Therefore, the higher that you take the club back during the swing will affect how far the shot travels. The ball flight is controlled by the angle of the club head as it strikes the ball. The more you open the club face to the ball, the higher it'll go. Yes, you know this. Go practice. Watch it. When you're set up in thicker or wetter rough, you may want to use a tighter grip. Focus on getting the club head through the ball. And the keys to a pitch shot: to have good control of the club, use a steep angle in the back of the swing, and then hold the position as you finish. You should get a nice high result, and depending on the distance that you take the club back, you should be able to place the ball on the green where you aim. All of the shoulds, right? They got to go out and practice. And you find out, holding the club, different angles as you come down on the ball. There we go. All right, we're going to take a break and come back. See if we can't get in touch with dear Bob Bupka. He's going to Australia for the President's Cup. Not quite yet, Bob. You still have time to be on the show. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection. Locally owned with people you trust.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf.
Back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Okay, kids, you're stuck with me right now. Shall we do it again? Yes, we shall. 808-296-5467. That's the number to call. And if you are the 18th caller, okay, the 18th caller qualifies. That means that your name will go into the basket or the box or the bag, wherever the accounting office of Sterling and Tucker decides to put all those names, and that's my sister, and she doesn't know. Somebody in the office will be pulling the name out, so, you know, there's none of that. I won't know anything. She won't know anything. It's just the name of the company. Just want to make sure everything is okay. Now, Hawaiian Airlines is providing us with the round trip to San Francisco so that you'll fly via Hawaiian Air, and you'll take a friend. You'll be spending four nights at the beautiful Galleria Park Hotel. Look it up online. You'll see. And you'll be playing golf at PPC Harding Park. That's where the Charles Schwab Championship is underway right now. Well, not right now. They should be getting underway soon, though. Maybe they are underway now. All right, let's go to TJ Kua, University of Hawaii. The individual title. Congratulations, TJ. He lives on Kauai. Of course, he's the UH senior. He was the only player to shoot under par all 3 days at Puakea. It was the 2011 Kauai Collegiate Golf Invitational. He shot 69, 67, 66, seven strokes ahead of University of San Diego's freshman, Linus Vaisanen. He shot 75, 68, 66. And during his final round, Kua played very steady. An eagle on 8, birdies on 11 and 12 and 13. He said, I told myself that I had to go out and shoot around, that if someone were to beat me, it would have to be a really great round. No kidding. Way to go, TJ. TJ's a real good, obviously, a really good golfer. Okay. UCLA won the Wahine Invitational. Lee Lopez shot a 2-under-70. Kapolei Golf Course on Wednesday. Medalist honors leading UCLA to the team victory. It was the Rainbow Wahine Invitational. She finished the three-round tournament 7-under and four shots ahead of Stephanie Kono and San Jose State's Madeline Siegert, who tied for second. Stephanie Kono is going through that. We talked to her. She's going through that quandary. She's going to be in the final stage of Q School for the LPGA Tour. And at the same time, if she does that, she won't be able to stay an amateur. So she wants to continue her senior year at UCLA and with her teammates. Don't know what her decision is yet. It'll be interesting to see what she decides to do. And let's give Greg a chance to stop answering the phones. We have our qualifier. He's from Waipahu, and his name is Brian Fujiwara. Congratulations, Brian. You could be the person flying, winging your way to San Francisco, the city by the bay. Want to take me? Nah. Okay, let's, you know, I know that this isn't golf, but it's important for the folks who are listening, not on Oahu, and I'm talking about Kauai, Maui, the Big Island. I know you're kind of like tuning this out, this APEC thing, what? Asia Pacific, what? Well, President Obama, the President of Russia, the President of China, the President of 18 other countries, and the CEOs of Fortune 500, you know, like Boeing and GE and all their people, their people are bringing their people. we're just getting a whole lot of people. It was interesting, though. Something like 500 people canceled from China yesterday. They're not coming. I don't know. Just a rumor I heard over at a hotel. Yeah, who knows, you know? But what you should know is that it's going to affect the way you move around Oahu. You know, we've got a lot of traffic. It doesn't seem, yes, we live on a little island and we have almost 1 million people on this little island and everybody has 2 or 3 cars. I don't know. They all put them on the road at the same time, and how they do that, I do not know, but they manage to. The main artery between Kapolei Ko'olina, the west side of this island, there's only one road in and one road out. It's 2 lanes in and 2 lanes out, and they're going to shut down a whole section, which pretty much cuts off the leeward coast. Not, you know, you'll have a way out. You won't be cut off, but you know what it's like being in that long line from Waianae to Nanakuli. So that's Sunday, all right, between 8:30 and 9:30 next Sunday, not tomorrow, next Sunday. Just make your preparations. I know the guys are fine. They're going to sit around and watch football. But you just need to be prepared, okay? If you need to be in town, you don't want to have to be traveling around 7. Well, 7 would be okay. They're going to shut down the freeway between 8:30 and 9:30 for the hour. Farrington Highway will also be closed between 8:30 and 9:30. So getting to and from the west side is going to be a challenge. They're also going to close Kapiolani Boulevard, and they're going to close it between Atkinson and Kalakaua. Kapiolani will be closed during the day, okay? And Kalakaua will have one lane open between Kapiolani and Alawai. So if you're going into Waikiki, you want to go on the back side. Go down Kapahulu. Avoid Kalakaua. Macaulay, you can do Macaulay, but it's going to be crowded. All right, we have Bob Bupka joining us. Welcome, Bob.
I apologize.
You don't need to apologize. You're my buddy.
Yeah. It's funny. Janice at 11 o'clock said, don't forget you got to call Danielle. At 12 o'clock, she said, don't forget you got to call Danielle. And then called to 1, she said, you forgot. You didn't call Danielle.
We're going to have to put a buzzer on you.
I know. Well, that was important traffic information you're giving out anyway.
Well, you know what? It is important. And the reason I say it is because people are surprised. They don't pay attention anymore. They've got so much going on in their lives. And they're going to close a huge part of Honolulu off from one side to the other. So if I can help somebody, if 1 or 2 people heard that and it changes their life, yay, I'm a happy camper. So we've got all these great guys coming into town. They're going to play a golf tournament, by the way, at Kapolei Golf Course. That should be fun. And that I'm glad they're going to have fun because they deserve it. But let's talk about golf. You're going to go to the President's Cup. The President of the United States is coming here, and you're going to the President's Cup.
Well, he said he's from Hawaii, so I don't know. You know, well, maybe he is.
Yeah, no, he is. He's from Hawaii. Oh, God, here we go.
Okay. Anyhow, we're going to, we're all excited, actually. We've been there before. Last time they had a President's Cup, we were down there. We also went down when they held the match play. Accenture Match Play was held down there, and that, we were there for New Year's Eve. And funny about that, at 12 noon in Australian time, it was 12 midnight in New York. So I celebrated New Year's Eve at 12 noon down there, and then after celebrating, went to bed, and then got up at midnight and celebrated it in Australian time. So it's so weird. I mean, you know, for people that haven't done this, I mean, we take off Friday from Los Angeles. We land in Melbourne on Sunday. So I don't know where Saturday is. You know, that's just being eliminated from my calendar. And coming back, it's even weirder because we take off on Monday, but we land on Sunday. So
that's where your Saturday went. You're going to get it back on the way back.
That's right.
Okay. I got to ask you, you know, what's top of mind for you right now in this moment in the world of golf?
Well, Unfortunately, yeah. It's not a pleasant subject because no. I don't know what's going to happen with Stevie Williams. Latest word from the PGA Tour, Ty Votaw said that, and he's second in line there, said that they were not going to comment at this point on what Stevie Williams said. And for your one viewer that may not be aware of it, Stevie Williams at a caddy party got up and made some racial comments about his old boss, Mr. Tiger Woods. And what I found out from the PGA Tour, according to Janice Self, is that caddies, and I did not know this, caddies are, you know, have the same guidelines as the professional golfers. So this kind of conduct certainly wouldn't be tolerated by a professional player. So I doubt very seriously it's going to be tolerated by, you know, the PGA Tour. Although they do have their hands full with the President's Cup coming up in 2 weeks, Stevie Williams, being, a huge favorite down there, caddying for Adam Scott, it'll be interesting. And of course, the tour, when it, you know, fines its players or penalties, they never disclose what the fine or penalty is. So I would assume that it would apply to Stevie Williams. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, if they don't do anything, it's going to be a problem. If they do something, it's going to be a problem. Greg Norman, especially the captain of the international squad, you take away one of his best players, caddy, right before the event, you're really hurting the entire team. So your guess is as good as mine, Danielle. If right after Tim Fincham calls you up to let you know first, make sure you give me a call.
I will. Sure, Bob. Let me ask you something. If, let's say, if people are calling for him to be fired, why doesn't Adam Scott fire him for having said that? How can he keep that man on the bag with his whole attitude? Adam said something to the effect, according to an article in golf.com on their website, that it was taken out of context. And it doesn't seem like Adam Scott is all that worried about it. Another person wrote a great article, Lawrence Sonnigan, wrote a great article about, you know, why aren't more people on the PGA Tour, more players, more caddies, more people more outraged? I mean, here they're out going to spread the word of golf globally, and they've got this caddy making these racist remarks. I don't care. It wasn't taken. I mean, if he said it that way, it wasn't taken out of context. My aim was to shove it right up that. And hello. So,
yeah.
But it was by the same token, then people came back and said the comments on the website were to the effect, if you're going to punish Stevie Williams, why didn't you punish Tiger Woods for his behavior? I mean, he was out there womanizing and adultering, and you're not going to punish him?
Yeah, well, what Tiger was doing was a lot of fun. What Stevie said was just mean.
Oh, you're going to get yourself in trouble with those guys.
I know. I think Steve Elkington put it best when he tweeted, apparently, because as I understand it, if anybody in the world tweets now, Janice Self will read it.
Okay.
He said, and she follows your tweets too,
yeah.
By the way,
I follow
Steve Elkington, Steve Elkington put it best when he said, microphones and caddies don't mix. He said the caddies are too emotional ever to get in front of a microphone. I thought that was very well put.
That's interesting. Okay. But that was, I don't know. Okay. He was in front of a television camera. He was in front of a microphone. They were asking him why he had that big celebration that he had when Adam Scott won and said it was the best moment of his life, the best win of his life. Maybe he was too emotional at that moment. Very good point. Yeah.
Well, you know, he you know, some of the blame there has to go to CBS because they came after him with a microphone, which they don't normally do.
Okay.
You cannot cite another example of television going and asking the caddy his thoughts. I mean, it's just not done. So that might have caught Stevie a little bit by surprise. I believe he was as happy as he's ever been, despite all the wins with Tiger. Stevie doesn't feel that he was treated properly. Really, you know, nobody knows the reason he got fired. So it makes Stevie look bad, obviously. And we'll just have to wait and see. Adam Scott's in a tough position. I mean, he wants to stand by his man. He's played better golf. He's won a World Golf Championship event with Stevie on the bag. He's already looking forward to 2012, and making a run at a major or two. And he was getting set to go down to Australia to play not only in the President's Cup, but the week before, next week, he's going to be playing in Sydney in the Australian Open. So it's a lot, and Tiger's going to be there also. So
it's going to be
a lot of it. It could really be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's change caddy talk. Leaving Dustin Johnson to become Tiger Woods' caddy, Joe LaCava says it was an obvious move. I don't remember having read him say exactly what happened, but in this interview that I see, I think Ryan Ballingy had it. It's at Golf Channel. He talks about, that could be part of history. And yeah, at the time I was working for Dustin and all was going well, so I really didn't think twice about it. And then you heard a little rumbling, you hear something, long story short, I heard my name was on the short list. So I said to myself, well, if it is or it isn't, I don't want to look back someday and think he was interested in hiring me and didn't approach me because I was working for Johnson. So apparently all the talk about Tiger, going under the table and snatching this guy out of DJ's bag.
Yeah.
Like Joe LaCava didn't have any, input. He wasn't man up enough to, I was at the mercy of Tiger Woods. I think it's great that he came out. But he also said, I really don't want to be involved in the whole superstar caddy kind of thing because that's not what I'm about.
I know Joe very well. He's a good guy. He's a good caddy. There's only two reasons he went to Tiger Woods in Joe's mind, believe me. He thinks he'll have to work less because Tiger doesn't play as much. Certainly doesn't go around the globe to the extent that Dustin Johnson was planning on going around the globe. And number two, he thinks he's going to make more money. Now, I don't think there's any one of your listeners that if they were offered a job for less hours and more money, that they wouldn't take it. And basically, that's what Joe thought he was going to get. Now, if Tiger doesn't recover, Joe gave up a very profitable bag in Dustin Johnson. Although, if the extreme case, if Tiger decides to retire, I think Dustin Johnson probably would jump at the opportunity to take Joe LaCava back. He's one of the top five caddies out there. I mean, he's, Bones, who caddies for Phil Mickelson, Jim Furyk's caddy, Fluff, Paul Dessori, who's now caddying for Webb Simpson, Joe LaCava. These are the exceptional caddies that are currently working out there. And so, a good caddy is always going to find a bag.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tiger had a comment about, and I thought this was interesting because he actually said something like, I haven't played well for 2 years. I haven't played well for the ebb and flow of the game. Golf is cyclical. Does that sound like something coming out of Tiger Woods' mouth?
No, that sounds like another sugar-coated excuse for his poor play. And we have to forgive him. If he says something that's really not accurate discussing his poor play, we forgive him because he hasn't had much practice talking about his poor play. All he had to ever talk about was his good play.
Yep.
So he's in a strange of his life right now. And, you know, nobody, there's no guarantee. Boy, more and more, you know, Greg Norman has come out and said Tiger's finished. Nick Faldo's come out and said Tiger's finished.
Yeah.
Danielle Tucker has yet to express her opinion.
Bob Bupka, is he finished?
He's finished. And the Tiger that we knew is finished. Now, the Tiger that we're going to get to know, I think probably will be good enough to maybe squeak out another major. Will he break Jack Nicklaus's record? Tiger's had 14 majors. Jack has 18 majors. I don't think so. When this first started, I thought, oh yeah, he'll recover in time. Golf is too fickle, Danielle. You know it. Covering it like you have for the huge number of years, and here's what I'll give you to ponder. You know, there's a lot of players that have come back from physical injuries, led by none other than Ben Hogan, who was in the horrific car crash. And
yes, back I was going to ask you. Yes.
Right.
He was 35.
Okay.
Wasn't he 35 when he came back?
Yes, he was. But here's the situation.
Okay.
Name me a player that has come back from mental injuries. And we don't have one in golf. And Tiger, you know, the fire hydrant didn't hurt him nearly as much as the mental side of things. So, you know, dear friends with Ian Baker Finch, I love him dearly. Janice and I actually played golf with him, and you know, on the range and playing with Janice and I, he's the world beater. Whenever he got to a first tee of a tournament, if it was out of bounds within eyesight, he was going to hit it out of bounds. I mean, you know, mentally, he just did something that snapped there. And you know, golf is tough that way. When you're doing well, it's the easiest sport in the world. When you're not doing well, it's the toughest sport in the world.
Got it. Can I ask why Tiger is over in China?
Why is he in China?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was.
Where is he right now? When he
it's
made
kind of personal, isn't it?
Okay, fine. I was just
in Iowa. He's in his new 40-acre mansion.
So he is there at home. He was in front of this group of press people and talking about his game. I'm like, where are you? It didn't really say. Nothing indicated where he was.
No. He's on. He'll be in Sydney, Australia on Monday. I can assure you of that.
Okay. Well,
Real quick, like I caught up with Fred Couples the other day. He happened to be at a golf club that I was at, and we spoke briefly. And he said, and he just flat out said, you know, Tiger has to play and he has to start winning. He says sponsors are getting very uneasy. People that are sponsoring him, he's got to show himself and he's got to play. And I said, give you some insight. I said, well, I hope Tiger goes down and wins every one of his matches in the President's Cup. And Fred Couples said, I hope he wins a couple of them.
And
so,
I think
not all the confidence in the world there.
No, well, that's realistic. I mean, how can you have all the confidence in the world in somebody? You don't do that.
Right.
I think Tiger is a banner right now, and I think Couples was right to choose him as a banner. He is an advertisement, much like Michelle Wee is used at McDonald's. You know, how many people on the LPGA Tour have such a lucrative deal to be a McDonald's spokesperson or a Kia spokesperson or whatever she's doing, okay?
Right.
To me, he used Tiger Woods in the way that Tiger Woods can be used right now, and that is to bring a whole lot of attention to the President's Cup. And we're still talking about it, and that's fabulous. And if you ask me, when he says golf is cyclical, it's the ebb and flow of the game, you've got low periods that are hopefully short. I feel like he's taking some psychologist's word, and he's regurgitating it. He's saying exactly what he's been told. Tiger, it's going to come back. Okay, it's the ebb and flow of the game, you know? Golf
right.
is cyclical. Golf is
right.
cyclical, Tiger. It's just the ebb and flow. And so he just said that. You know, I looked at him, I thought, this guy isn't feeling what he's saying. He still hasn't come to grips with what happened to him.
But, yeah, it's just like the time I lost $100 in New York City, I keep saying somebody's going to find it and give it back to me. It's not going to happen, baby.
You are so you are such a Tiger supporter. You know, the people who really believed in him just were so ticked off because he really hurt you. I'm sorry, Bob. Who's going to be the player of the year? Is it going to be Luke Donald or Webb Simpson?
It better be Luke Donald.
It better be Luke. otherwise, you're going to be upset, right?
Well, right. I mean, Luke Donald is the player of the year. I mean,
okay.
What he did down at Disney World, knowing he had to win, not leaving, shooting 64 on Sunday to win that title, to give him the money title. He is the player of the year, and more than likely is going to win a major next year.
Okay, there you go. Rex from Golf Channel is joining us after, you know, you were late, Bob.
But yeah, I wanted listen. To-
Wait
a minute, Danielle. what you say to Rex, he should be embarrassed as he was running around that Golf Channel set in his Ben Crane uniform.
No, he shouldn't be embarrassed.
Yes, he should. You tell him I said he should be embarrassed.
He's listening to you right now.
No, I loved you, Rex. You were great. You were great, Rex.
Rex Hogarth, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Bucca, maybe you couldn't find one to fit you.
you're right about that, but I never thought I'd see anything on Golf Channel that looked worse than my partner, Maselli, but you did it.
Wow. Okay, this is you're slinging it now, Bob.
Hey, Rex and Danielle, how about this? We did our show this morning. We had Alex on, who happens to be in China, and I said, for our listeners that are never going to have the opportunity to go to China, give me some surprises. He said, well, truthfully, my biggest surprise is I've never seen a vacuum cleaner over here. They do everything manually. I said, Alex, you went all the way to China and you're missing vacuum cleaners? Give me a break.
Oh, the Bostache. Is that his name?
Yeah, it's his new name.
Okay, that's his new name. All right. Okay.
Hey, listen, I can't. I got to get off. You have the spotlight with Rex.
You do. And this is your punishment. You haven't heard it yet. You have to call in during the President's Cup. I think you'll have to be up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay?
It won't even be the same day.
It doesn't matter.
All right. You got it, Danielle.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Rex.
See you, Bob.
Okay, Rex, I need to take one quick commercial break. He was late, and, you know, what can I say? Will you forgive me?
Of course, and I would expect nothing else from Bob Upka.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Rex Hogard is joining us, Golf Channel, and he, you know, I've got to tell you, I watch every morning, and it's delayed because I'm not going to get up at 1 to see the show. I'll tape it and watch it when I'm going to get up, which is 3. So on Monday, I'll always see Rex, and he's at, you know, in the studio, and very serious. He's very seriously discussing the world of golf, and very serious about everything, very serious. So, you know, I always thought Rex was a really, really serious guy, and kind of like I didn't know whether I should, you know, invite him on the show, because I sometimes have a lot of fun, and I didn't know if I'd be serious. I'm really giving you a hard time right now, Rex. So here he is. He comes out in a Ben Crane outfit, which is like this, diving outfit. You know, the guys go diving in a what is this thing called? And he's got the Ben Crane helmet on. And he's working the Ben Crane workout stick. And you were channeling Ben Crane like nobody's business, man. You did an amazing job. I was like totally, okay, he's my man. Bravo. You see?
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
well, Bob Bubka was making fun. I'll tell you, if you're going to be something, if you're going to put on a costume, work it. Work it, baby. And you did it.
Well, anything worth doing is worth doing well. That's the way I'm going to look at that. You know, it's funny, when we went off air, we were like kind of laughing about it, and Jason Sobel asked me if I was all right, and I said, yeah, why? And he said, because you kind of got into it more than we expected you to.
Well, when you see pictures of you, you've got to see, you've got the Ben Crane thing going on. I mean, it's like totally channeled him, and I was like, oh, yeah, this guy, he's the real deal. You're good. And yeah, you're welcome. And then I was listening to everything you were talking about, but of course, you know, to go backwards, I was thinking about the changing the season. I love the idea. I'm kind of confused about the golf season, frankly, and I was hoping you could enlighten me. Yanni wanting to play against the guys, you know, whether that's a good or a bad thing, this match play event for women. Who's the player of the year? Who's the sportsman of the year? Here comes Yanni again. She's everywhere. Did you notice that? But I got to ask you, what's top of mind for you right now?
Well, I mean, all those things. I mean, I think Yanni was fascinating last week because, of course, I mean, she's having the year of any golfer, male or female, and to win 11 times around the globe. Tiger Woods has never done that. I mean, the last time someone matched that was Annika in 2002. And so, I mean, she's having a Tiger-esque year. And so for everything sort of come to a head last week in the Puerto Rico Open, to say that they would offer her an exemption into the tournament, I think she deserves it. I think she should do it, actually, because I'm not quite sure she should play Puerto Rico. I think she needs to find a place that maybe fits her game a little bit better, but she has certainly earned the right, and I'll be honest with you, I would be very interested to see how it would play out, because, I mean, she's so talented, and she just knows how to play the game.
Now, Chi-Chi, I mean, they've brought out the big guns in Puerto Rico, because I understand that the course is rather long, the Puerto Rico course.
It is. It's 7,500 yards. I covered it a few years ago. It's usually very, very wet. And so, I mean, my suggestion would be, you know, Colonial was the perfect fit for Annika back when she made the move and, you know, when she crossed the barrier. I think Yanni could make a similar statement. I think Harbortown would be a great fit for her. You got to be accurate. You don't have to be terribly long off the tee. And there's a couple of places I think that could really work if she sat and thought about it. And the other half of it to me is Puerto Rico is a great event, but it's played opposite the World Golf Championships at Doral. And if Yanni is going to do this, I think she deserves the spotlight.
Oh, I like that. That's a good thought. Yes. Why waste it? They're really bringing. She's didn't say no. Her people didn't say no to it, even though it seemed like there was all talk about, oh, there she's not going to do it. But now there's a new word from, I think, on golfchannel.com, I saw something about she got the call from Chi-Chi, and they're asking her, it'll make a difference in the youth golf, it'll women's golf. I mean, it seems like they're pulling out all the stops to try to get her.
Well, yeah. And Chi-Chi is very closely tied to that event. I was speaking with the tournament director a few weeks ago at the Disney stop, and he was saying they want to try to work it out. So Chi-Chi plays his last professional event there, and so they've kind of got that in the works. And I mean, they're kind of looking for their niche. I mean, they're always looking to improve their field, and they have a difficult date up against a World Golf Championship, and this is something that's going to get them a lot of press. So, I mean, from Cindy Wolf, the tournament director's point of view, I certainly understand why you would do this. And again, I mean, I know that a lot was brought up about, oh, she's taking a spot in the field, or maybe for some reason she doesn't deserve to be there. I completely disagree with that. I mean, I think if anyone in the game, in the women's game, has earned it, it's certainly her. And I thought the same thing about Annika when she took her turn. Now, Michelle Wee, I think that was a little bit of a different scenario. She hadn't won on the LPGA Tour yet. And I think that kind of felt more like a publicity stunt. But this one feels real. I like this.
Okay. Do you think she should be Player of the Year on the...
I think the PGA Tour vote player should vote her Player of the Year the way she performed.
I'm sorry, I misphrased that. I should have said, do you think she should be SI Sportsman of the Year? That's the one that was I was looking at.
Well, I think there was a Sports Illustrated writer last week that made that pitch, and it's interesting. I mean, there's been a lot going on this year with baseball. I mean, I think Albert Pujols could certainly make an argument to be the Sportsman of the Year, but
yes. What
Yanni has done has been pretty amazing. I think she's in the conversation.
Okay. I thought it was interesting to read what Billie Jean King said about being given in 72 Sportsman of the Year, that it was a huge honor for her. It came. The times are a-changing, the Dylan song. And she felt like there was really momentum, a shift, that women were starting to be taken seriously, Title IX. Does the SI Sportsman of the Year, Sportswoman of the Year, I don't know if it holds that kind of importance anymore. There's so many of the years going on now. Everybody has an of the year.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. I was actually looking just yesterday. I was looking through Jack Nicklaus's record, but I was trying to sort of make a comparison to where he was in his career and where Tiger is in his career right now. And I noticed that for every year for almost a decade, he was named the Sportsman of the Year. And I was sitting here trying to think back, when was the last time that I actually thought, well, Tiger should be the Sportsman of the Year this year, or you know, Lance Armstrong should have been 2 years ago, whatever the case may be. I don't want to take anything away from it because I'm in the journalism business, but no, I think you're right. I think something, it doesn't have the cachet that it seemed to have before.
No, I don't think so. Now, as to Player of the Year, we're still, do we care anymore whether it's Luke Donald or Webb Simpson? It seems like that ship has sailed.
Well, I'm with Bubka on this one. I care because I really think it should be Luke. This is nothing against the season that Webb had, which was unbelievable, or the season that Keegan Bradley had. I know that he kind of gets glossed over in the conversation sometime, but just the way Luke did it with so many style points and to be so dominant over the course of 2 years to get to number one in the world and have such a commanding lead, I think it would be a slap in the face if he was not voted Player of the Year.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I still want to know who they're going to vote. I want to know what the vote is going to be. That's where I like the part about it not being points and it being a vote, because it does indicate what the rank and file, I feel silly saying that, the PGA Tour players, what they want, who they think should be the Player of the Year based on their accomplishments.
Now, I would love to see the percentages. Yeah, I'm with you. They don't publish those, but you're right. I would be fascinated to see the percentage.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the changing of the season, see, I'm confused. It's November, and we're still playing HSBC, another World Golf Championship. That's wonderful. It's in China. We're all in China, aren't we? The women are, we're somewhere else. The men on the Champions Tour, they're playing in San Francisco. But we're not in the European Tour, they're the race for Dubai. The globalization of this game has made it so that there is no stop. What do you think should be done about the schedule on the PGA Tour?
Well, I think having too many events and playing deep into the season and not having an off season, I mean, I think that's a good problem to have for any sport, for any business. I mean,
bravo.
Yeah, so I first of all, I don't think it's a problem. I think where we run into problems is this week's event, for example. I mean, it's a WGC, but it's kind of only a WGC in name only on the PGA Tour. It doesn't count towards official money. It's only an official win if you're a tour member. There's a lot of asterisks there, and I don't think anyone likes that. I mean, I think everyone pushed to have a WGC actually played outside of the United States, and then once we got that, then you kind of end up with all this small print and all that sort of throws off the event. And, you know, if you look at the season, I've made this argument in columns in recent weeks, I don't know why golf seems compelled to adhere to the normal calendar. We're one of the few sports that feel that way, apparently. I think you could end the tour, you could end the PGA Tour season at the Tour Championship and pick up a week later, 2 weeks later, if you wanted some sort of break, but pick up right in Vegas and then go to Disney and then go to California for what are now the fall series events. And that way you could include, you could maybe add another event or two in Asia or somewhere, and then start the season properly in Hawaii. I just think there's too much, there's not enough clarity. The only thing that the Tour Championship on the PGA Tour decided is which tour member was going to join the 1%. I mean, Bill Haas won $10 million. Yeah. Everything else has come down to something else.
Yeah.
Money title came down to Disney. The Player of the Year vote seems to be coming down to this week. I think they need to clean it up. There's just not enough clarity. It seems untidy to me.
A lot of overflow. It was interesting at the Fall Series. It did make the Fall Series more exciting. It didn't, even though I know they're playing for their jobs, that doesn't have the sex appeal of playing for something else, like, I don't know, Player of the Year, or even the $10 million, that was great. But there was something very good about the Fall Series. They really made that dramatic. But then something should end. There should be a stop somehow. Or what about the idea of it? I believe it was something to the effect of four events in Asia in November, then have a six-week break, and then come to Hawaii for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions and the Sony Open, if it's all here, and then go to the West Coast. Is that what you were talking about?
Sure. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't pick up right where the Fall Series are with the new season. I mean, football does it, and I mean, there's plenty of other sports that do it, and I think that it takes care of a lot of problems. One, of course, is what I just pointed out, is East Lake, there's too many loose ends, it seems like, after the Tour Championship. Yeah. The other one is this WGC in Asia that sort of has quasi-official status. I think you could finally work it into the schedule and make it a full-fledged event. That would be good for world golf. And you also give these four events now that are in the fall a little bit of boost. I mean, if the top players don't want to play them, then they're going to spot the field, FedEx Cup points, money, and whatever the case may be. But I think you'd probably see a Tiger and a Phil come out and play a little bit more in the fall if it started the next season.
Okay. Tiger Woods, golf is cyclical. The ebb and flow of the game, he was having a low period, and haven't played well for 2 years. What did you think of his comment?
You know, I kind of looked at him and as it was a lot more insightful than Tiger normally is. I think Bob might have touched on something. And knowing Sean Foley, I think it's probably something that Tiger was told. And, you know, look, you don't need to worry about this. This is all part of the process. It's cyclical.
Right.
And, and whatever the case may be. And I am going, and I did yesterday in my comments, I might as well just follow through. I mean, in Tiger's defense in this whole issue, there is something to this. When I was looking up Jack's records, in 1979, a year after winning the SI Sportsman of the Year, by the way, Jack only played 11 events. It was the first time he didn't win on tour since he turned pro in 1962. Yeah, obviously, he had one top 10 finish and finished 71st on the money list. He was 39 years old. Tiger's going to be 36. I think you're all fair comparisons, and certainly say that, look, considering the injuries and everything else that's going on, I'm just not one of those people that's quite yet ready to say that Tiger is over the hill and that he's done.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think he's ready. We're ready to say that either. How about Stevie? Is he over the hill and gone?
Well, he still has a job, from what I read. I can't imagine that's going to last too much longer if he keeps making comments. You know, it's a shame. It's that particular caddy dinner. It's sort of an end of year. You know, sort of just a fun time. It's always off the record. I mean, I've attended one of these before, and everything you hear in there is sort of, you know, that it stays in there.
Oh.
That was such an egregious comment for him to make, and for him to be surprised that it got outside the room, I don't know why, because you can't make a comment like that, especially about Tiger Woods, and not expect it to blow up in your face.
Okay, well, at least you've explained something to me, because when he said that he didn't, after saying that in front of all those people, and in front of a microphone, and then he thought it was not going to be picked up by the tabloids in the UK, or anywhere else for that matter, I thought, what? How naive. But if you tell me that it's usually kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, a roast where nobody talks about what's said in the room, now I kind of understand. I can't believe he said it, and I can't understand how Adam Scott said this, said that it was taken out of context. I don't know how you can take that out of context. So, interesting. Where can we find out more about you and what you write? Go to golfchannel.com.
Sure. Yeah, I get on a plane in 2 days to go to fly to Australia for 2 weeks. So I'll be doing reports from the Australian Open and, of course,
excellent,
the President's Cup. So
excellent. What do you expect out of Tiger? in Australia.
You know, a lot of this depends on, I'm sure that he's going to show up fresh and ready to go, and like you talked about, I think the swing is still a work in progress. I mean, I don't think he's had enough reps, and I'm using air quotes right now, you can't see me, but of course that's a catchphrase, you get the reps in. I think the thing that will ultimately decide this is which Steve Stricker shows up. I mean, they were such a dominant pairing in 2008 at Harding Park. I mean, they went 4-0, they were a perfect team. It's a much different Tiger now in Steve Stricker's ailing. He's got a hurt neck, and I mean, he said he'll go. I talked to Fred Couples this week, and he was pretty sure that Steve's going to be able to go, but you still never know. I mean, they could come out and they could give you another 4-0 week, or, you know, they could not miss like they did last time. I think that's going to be key, not just to Tiger's week, but probably to the American week, to be honest with you.
Thank you very much. You've been great to have on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks. Call anytime. I do my Ben Crane impersonations all the time.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get over that, as I'm sure. Unless you'd like me to bring it up over and over again, I'd be happy to. Rex Hogarth, if that'll make you happy and you'll be on the show, we'll do it.
Sure. Sure. I don't want people to think I'm too serious of a guy, so by all means, keep pulling it up.
Have a great time in Australia.
Thank you. See ya.
Thank you. Aloha. All right, this has been great. And you know, we're doing our flyaway, okay? It's to San Francisco. We're celebrating our 14th anniversary, and we do it in style by sending you somewhere. It's been Las Vegas, but we thought, let's do something a little bit different. Let's go to San Francisco. So Hawaiian Airlines is going to fly the winner and a friend to San Francisco, and the winner and a friend will stay at the Galleria Park Hotel in the Park Suite. Indeed, you will. In the Park Suite, and you'll play golf, you and your friend, at the TPC Harding Park. Isn't that perfect? They're doing the Charles Schwab Cup Championship this weekend, right now, at the TPC Harding Park. So you'll be playing there, and it's in fabulous condition, okay? It's a bit rainy, of course, you know, it's winter, and it does that. So you'll probably, maybe, you don't have to go right away. You know, you can hold on to it, not too long. You know, within a year, you've got to do it. So you don't have to go right away. You can plan it and go at the perfect time of year for you to play golf and enjoy four nights. No, it's not a weekend overnighter. It's four nights in San Francisco. You're going to have a great time. If you'd like to play a round of golf right now, speaking of playing golf, Makalei has an 836, a 956, and a 1052. You'd have to be like right around the corner at Makalei to make that 836. I apologize. I lose track of time. There's also a 1052 and an 1142. And Kalepahui, may y'all hit the sweet spot every time. That's always my greeting for the folks who are going out to play. Volcano, with 50 degrees, but I like that right now. 10:30, 11 o'clock, and 11:30. We're going to have a little bit of rain today, but it's going to be a great day. The winds are the northeast. Ko'olina, there's a 9:12, a 10 o'clock, and an 11:44. Makena on Maui, a 928, a 1040, and an 1120. And the James Powell is out today, so y'all have a good time. You hear? Poipu Bay, 10:30 and 1 p.m. I want to thank our sponsors for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, starting the Poipu Bay Fall Visitor Special. It's underway right now until November 30th. 144 rounds. It's a great deal, $100 per round after noon. That's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. Kauai South Shore Gem. It's in Golf Digest. Top 100, I think, that was just released. I believe it's 27th on the list. Congratulations. Star Protection for property threats and risk assessment. Yes, indeed. You need Star Protection for your home, your business, for your concerts, your special events. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need, Hawaii and California. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet metal, when you need a new roof, flashing gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen, custom stainless steel designs. Alakai Mechanical, yeah, get away. Now, catch the golf club, radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.